This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin from the 21st of next month. This came in the backdrop of opposition parties' demand to convene a special session of Parliament to discuss Operation Sindoor. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on the 12th of August. This will be the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India following the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack. The government has decided to conduct population census 2027 along with the enumeration of castes in two phases beginning from October 2026. The first phase will be conducted in hilly and snow-hit areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Ladakh beginning 1st of October next year. The second phase covering other parts of the country will be held from 1st of March 2027. The last census was conducted in 2011 in two phases. The government has said it is working on building a consensus among all political parties to initiate the process to bring an impeachment motion against High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. A large stash of cash was recovered from the official residence of Justice Yashwant Verma in New Delhi a few months ago. Talking to media in the national capital, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that any discussion on corruption, whether in the judiciary or elsewhere, must be approached with the nation's best interests in mind.
The impeachment motion against Justice Yashwant Verma is a matter related to the corruption in judiciary. So there is no scope for any politicking. There is no scope for taking separate political positions for every party. So we would like to have a united stand. The parliament as a whole will have to come together to discuss this matter.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised India's continued progress in environmental conservation as two more wetlands, Khichan in Phalodi and Menar in Udaipur of Rajasthan, have been added to the prestigious list of Ramsar sites. With this addition, India now has a total of 91 Ramsar sites. In response to a social media post by Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, the Prime Minister said that India's strides in environmental conservation are happening with great vigour and are powered by public participation. Mr. Yadav has called it a testament to Prime Minister Modi's focus on environmental preservation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the meeting of Union Council of Ministers in New Delhi last evening. It was the first such meeting after the Pahalgam terror attack and retaliatory actions conducted by the country against Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, J.P. Nadda, Chirag Paswan and C.R. Patil were present. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the Indian Railways will soon start using e-Aadhaar authentication to book Tatkal tickets. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that this will help genuine users get confirmed tickets during need. In Karnataka, at least 11 persons were killed and 33 others injured following a stampede near the Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru during the celebrations, marking the first ever IPL victory of Royal Challengers Bengaluru. The stampede took place when thousands of fans attempted to enter the stadium in a hurry from various gates. The injured were shifted to a nearby hospital. The President and Prime Minister have expressed grief at the loss of lives in the incident. Meanwhile, Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah announced a compensation of 10 lakh rupees to the next of kin of each deceased. India has cautioned the Asian Development Bank regarding the possibility of misuse of its resources on extending any form of financial support to Pakistan. Sources said that New Delhi has shared deep concerns regarding the potential misuse of ADB resources, particularly in the light of Islamabad's increasing defense expenditure, its declining tax to GDP ratio, and the lack of demonstrable progress on key macroeconomic reforms. In French Open tennis, the semi-final lineups for women's singles competition has been confirmed after world number 2 Coco Gauff and unseeded Loïs Bousson booked their places in the last four in Paris. American Gauff defeated compatriot and 7 seed Madison Keys 6-7, 7-4, 6-1 in the quarterfinal. In men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner advanced to the semi-final, beating unseeded Alexander Bublik of Kazakhstan 6-1, 7-5, 6-0 in the quarterfinal last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.